Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At this hour, President Trump is sitting down with Democrats and Republicans from both houses of Congress, trying to reach a deal on deportation protection for young immigrants known as Dreamers. And there's lots of political maneuvering going on because they're trying to reach that immigration deal as a January 19th budget deadline approaches to avoid a government shutdown. Republicans have accused Democrats of holding a budget deal hostage to get what they want on Dreamers. But Democrats want to leverage this moment when Republicans need their votes. NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell is here. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
And remind us more about the stakes here. The president also wants funding for the wall with Mexico. Is that the kind of leverage the Democrats are talking about, giving him that vote on spending for one allowing Dreamers to stay?
Democrats are talking about allowing some sort of money to help fund border protection, but not to build a wall. So what they are talking about, the scope of things that Democrats consider to be acceptable border protection and border enforcement, involve things like sensors and drones patrolling the border and making fixes to existing fencing area and potentially some new areas of fencing, but not the construction of a concrete wall like Trump is talking about.
Yeah, and I've heard somebody today say, why are we building a 13th century wall, you know, in this century when we have other technology? Well, last month, Republicans were saying they didn't have to move on DACA because that Obama-era program expires on March 5th. They had time. But lawmakers now have to agree on these government spending levels before, as we said, the January 19th shutdown. And here's House Speaker Paul Ryan this morning.
We want to make sure that the DACA problem is solved. But as you've heard me say time and again, this has to be balanced so that we don't have a DACA problem 5-10 years down the road. So while we deal with this DACA issue, which does need to be dealt with, and we agree with that, we want to make sure that we have the right kind of interior and border enforcement so that we don't have another DACA problem down the road.
So, Kelsey, what is it Republicans want when it comes to DACA?
What they are talking about is they want greater enforcement spending. They want to make sure that there are more essentially enforcement troops, people who are employed to make sure that existing immigration laws are upheld.
Yeah.
Democrats are saying that they are okay with some of that, but they don't want to go so far as what Democrats call a deportation force. That is what they refer to as that internal enforcement, the people who go around and round up people for immigration enforcement.
Yeah. Well, historian Julian Zelitzer, writing for CNN.com, says Democrats are in a tough place here. You know, do they really want to advance any of President Trump's agenda, whether it's any kind of wall, anything, even to help the Dreamers, especially with a book out claiming that Trump isn't fit to be president? You know, should they have their eye on the midterms in 2018? Are you hearing from Democrats they feel they're in that tough place, especially because of this news cycle?
Democrats are certainly hearing from parts of their base that they want, you know, that there is an enlivened part of their base that wants them to stand up against anything that involves dealing with the president. But you have to remember that Democrats who are here in Congress are elected to govern, and they view that as an imperative. They view the vote of the people who brought them there as saying that you are being sent to Washington to make sure that the government functions. And a part of that is working with the president, whoever it may be in the White House. And so that's a motivating factor here. And I think it's also an issue that we're running into that there's a lot of militarized talk about this, about immigration issues, and people here on the Hill are trying to scale that back and make it more of an enforcement police kind of conversation rather than a military conversation.
Well, meanwhile, there's a bipartisan DACA proposal from Texas Republican Will Hurd and California Democrat Pete Aguilar. It would be a green card and eventual citizenship for qualified Dreamers, but not their parents. And that smart wall technology that you talked about, not a wall itself, but in the half a minute we have, what's your sense that there is going to be a deal?
This is a new entry to the conversation. A deal does seem like it is becoming very difficult. And we have all of these negotiators who've been working over the course of several months on this issue. So it's possible that some parts of that new proposal could be worked in. But again, this is looking difficult, and they may need more time than they've got in front of them right now.
NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell, thank you.
Thank you.